KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, wow. Disney. The Disney board stunned Hollywood Sunday night with an announcement that Bob Chapek was out as CEO and Bob Iger was returning. The Bob Chapek tenure as CEO has been troubled. It's almost like I feel like this litany of the public fight with Scarlett Johansson over her compensation that shouldn't have been so public. The problem taking a position on the Don't Say Gay law in Florida. He did a total 180 saying he wasn't going to take a position. And then there was a huge outcry and demoralization from this on the staff's part. And he took a position and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, went after him. One thing after another, culminating in a very sort of strange earnings call, recent earnings call where the news was bad, but he sounded pretty chipper. And he followed that up with this memo saying, oh, by the way, we are going to be cutting costs and laying off people and freezing hires, which he hadn't mentioned in the earnings call. Anyway, something or another pushed that board to the breaking point. And he was really not just fired, but like executed Sunday night. You know, no goodbye note, no thank you for the opportunity to serve. The guy's been at Disney for decades, and this is what happened.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to go into the all-time pantheon of executive firings because, you know, this was a combination of the man and the moment, because you could make an argument that nobody in that chair was going to be treated very well, given the fact that the stock had slid so much this year, down 40%, and that the entire premise of the streaming economy, which is spend, 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 grow, 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 and we'll worry about profits later, has come under fire by Wall Street. And by the way, that is a strategy that Bob Iger himself had put in place. So there was that part of it. Then there was also just the Chapek himself stuff. He never felt like a perfect fit for this job. I listened to that earnings call and it was awkward. He was talking about inconsequential things like events at Disneyland while the stock and the earnings were just like giving analysts heart attacks. It just didn't seem like he was ever on that same page. And now it's like back to the future. They think that Bob Iger can sprinkle a little magic dust and make this company good again.
And of course, first of all, following Bob Iger, who was one of the most respected and glorified chief executives slash chairman in business, that's tough for anyone. Chapek was not that kind of smooth cashmere guy that Bob Iger is. Bob Iger screwed up.
He did have a beard, though.
He grew a beard. Didn't do the trick. Bob Iger screwed up succession, as some people are pointing out, and is now back, supposedly for 2 years, although it could be extended. The guy who postponed retirement four times, I think. So he's back. And of course, everybody's going to be scrutinizing to see who is taking over in 2 years or more.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing, is who he elevates into a position that the observers and internally, this person is perceived as an heir apparent. And I think he's got to do that quickly. 2 years is not a long time. And, you know, if he wants to put someone in the pole position there, he's got to think fast. I'm betting he already has some ideas.
He may, although he's in the past done in a couple of people who seemed to be very much in line for the job. And I will note also, you know, that Hollywood, this is a very challenged business right now. He is coming into the problems that Chapek faced, and he faced the pandemic. He faced the whole streaming flip-flop of the Wall Street. Some of that stuff is still real. You know, the movie business hasn't fully recovered by any means, although Disney is very strong in that department. The diminished legacy earnings from things like broadcast and cable, that continues. Streaming is still losing money. These are all challenges that Iger will have to at least begin to cope with. And I know the expectations are high.
And the issue is that the company that he left is no longer the same company. It's not even 3 years later, but it's an entirely different ecosystem and the interest rate issue. He can't just go out and buy stuff like he used to because interest rates are so high. So he needs a new strategy for the new Disney.
Well, maybe he will sell. That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News. He joins me this afternoon at 2:30 and 6 p.m. on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.